Let's see if there's Pat Pagano on the other end of the line here. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I heard you ringing in the headsets, but it did not give me any kind of icon buttons to
answer.
to answer it. I don't know why, but then I closed it and opened it again. You called again, and I was able to do it. But
well, I closed. Anyhow, when that happened, I closed mine and opened it again, too.
Gee. How are you doing this morning?
Well, for someone that got some sleep in between 1 o'clock in the morning and 3:15, I'm doing just fine.
Okay, that's good.
And locally, we had some interesting races. A political newcomer lost in the town of Northeast. Claire Owens lost to George Kay. The big race around here was Maria Horn running for re-election against Brian Oler. And she won re-election. She won re-election last night. Brian conceded last night. 7,072 to 6,605. Those were the big races. And, you know, Pat, covering the races this year was very different. Each year when there's election, I place people at the polling places. And then when after the machine's votes are counted, they phone me the results and we give them. Well, this year, of course, because of COVID-19, that wasn't possible. So it was a really, the great thing about being in small market radio and small market media is the cooperation that happens. So last night, myself, Dale Jones, who I used to work with, who works for WZBG in Litchfield, and Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, the newspaper, we all got together with our contacts making calls, and then we all called one another, and we were all basically able to cover the election that way. And give results. And what I guess what I'm trying to preach here, that is the power of cooperation. You can be at different radio stations and work at different media outlets, but we are here to serve the public good and to get the public the information the quickest way possible. And it's really nice when it works out that way. And rule number two, after what happened last night, we don't have a president-elect yet. We have Joe Biden leading the delegate count, the Electoral College right now. Three states remain out, and there's over 1 million to 2 million votes that remain to be counted. And also the Senate, all those races are not decided yet. So the Senate right now is a dead even split, even though Republicans are leading in a couple of the things. So I've put out a new rule on my personal Facebook page today. No politics right now. Let's let things settle down, see what happens. Let's stop the hate and the divisiveness for a few days, and let's see what happens before you start complaining or start whining or start congratulating. So that's what I've done in my short time awake this morning, Pat.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, of course, I did not stay up. There was no way I was staying.
Well, I had to stay up to get the figures, and the toughest figures for me to get were the New York figures. I got the Connecticut figures basically by 10:30, 11 o'clock. We had by 10:30, 11 o'clock we had to verify. But then the New York figures, I just had to stay up later for. And like I said, by the time all was said and done, and I got into bed, it was 1 o'clock. And then next thing I know, it's 3:15. I'm going home to sleep today, Pat, so don't call me at home.
Okay, I won't call you, but it's going to be a beautiful day. Sunshine, 50 to 55, clear tonight, low 40s. You'll have sunshine Thursday, mid-60s, partly sunny. Indian summer light Friday, 70. Sunny Saturday, 70, sun and a few clouds, and near or just over 70 on Sunday. So there's no rain or snow through the weekend, and it is nothing but mild, mild weather. And good old Ida is over Central America now as a tropical storm.
I have a friend that is in Central America and in the path of Ida, Jim Britt. He's down there. So what's it like? Is it bad there?
It's pretty bad. A lot of flooding, yeah. A lot of heavy rain. And they're still getting, strong gusty winds. Do you know if he's in Nicaragua or Honduras?
I'm not sure. All I know is when he sends pictures, the most beautiful picture is it is a lake, and then there's a volcano in the distance that's dormant right now. But just a beautiful area. And he's there. What he does is he helps school children He's formed a nonprofit, and he raises money and he gets books and supplies for school children in the small town he's in.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, really, really, really amazing. So I'll have to contact him, and I'll find out exactly where he is. But I know he was in the path of the hurricane.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, anyhow, that system is going to turn northeast and cut across Florida and may threaten South Florida by the end of the weekend. But again, I...
And so it should, the way they count their votes. Oh, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right.
Oh, can't be kidding.
You said no politics. It looks to me like the modeling is all over the place. The modeling really doesn't know what to do with this storm. So it would not surprise me if that is not the case with it. We're just going to have to sit, wait, and watch that. Because other than that, just the Pacific Northwest has some showers today. The east coast of Florida will have some showers. And the rest of the country, high and dry, and most of the country experiencing a warming trend. Isn't that nice?
That sounds real nice. I'm just sorry that I'm missing the news for today. I mean, the weather. I mean, you know, what am I going to do?
Oh, because it's so nice. Yeah, well, tomorrow's going to be equally as nice. So you'll make it up tomorrow.
I don't know. It might take me a couple of days to get over. You know, the older I get, the recovery period takes a little longer.
Well, it's going to be nice on Friday. And it'll be nice Saturday and Sunday. So you have no problem. You'll be enjoying it one way or the other. Maybe not every day, but you'll definitely get your share of it before things change. And it doesn't look like anything is going to be changing all that much, even next week. So, I mean, we may have a little rain to contend with, but I certainly don't see like any kind of cold snaps or any big storms. And hopefully that will be the case. And that is it. I mean, yesterday... I had a kind of easy day. I had to go back for a follow-up visit to the dermatologist, and everything over there is fine. He told me I don't need to see him again until next September. So that was good. And I took my Halloween decorations down in and out. I got the outside done, even though it was a little windy. I got all of that stuff out and put away. And, of course, now it'll be time to take out the Thanksgiving stuff.
Thanksgiving.
Yep. Well, to think about it. Today is what? Today is the 4th. Thanksgiving is the 26th. You believe it?
Well, here's what I don't believe. There are actually commercials on TV for Christmas.
Yep. For and Christmas. I heard one on the internet this morning, a Christmas commercial on the internet. So, they're starting, but you know what? Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure they're thinking that with this virus escalating right now across the entire country, in the world if not, that Thanksgiving and Christmas is going to be very suppressed. I don't believe people are going to be buying as much. People are not going to be going out as much. And I guess they're trying to make, you know, whatever they can, but they're going to have to get ready for probably what is not going to be a robust season. I mean, my sister already told me that Christmas Eve, my nephew, niece, and great niece will not be there. She is the one that was sick last year at this time with what now we think was COVID, and he's not chancing it. He told his mother right out. He said, don't expect me us Christmas Eve. He said, I am not taking her to your house. He said, I just don't know where everybody has been and who they've been in contact with. And I'm not, you know, I'm not about to get a sick. And I respect that. But, you know, who's going to be there?
Well, what about the Macy's Day Parade? What
that's
about
not going to be? Yeah.
What about New Year's Eve?
Right. Forget it. That's going to be canceled. You know, they're not going to do that. They're definitely not going to do that. I mean, they may drop the ball, but they're not going to allow anybody in Times Square. What are they going to do? Most of the time, you know, the crowds are packed in like sardine. They're going to tell everybody stay 6 feet apart, and you think that's going to work? No way. No way. So we're just going to have to put this on ice the way we put the rest of the year on ice. You know, 4th of July, Easter. Look, everything was a bummer this year.
Yeah, but we can't even say goodbye to 2020 and kick its ass out the door.
No, we can't.
How's your weather station working?
Love it. It's doing great. No problem. I had a wind gust yesterday to 50 in the morning, and then it calmed down during the afternoon. So considering that it's blocked by pine trees, it's picking up the wind pretty good.
Well, I might have to start a fundraising drive so I can get one of those for here.
I think you'll love it. You'll love it.
Get a fundraising drive. A GoFundMe account.
Right.
Buy Robin Hood Radio. Buy Robin Hood Radio weather station for under $300. Come on, folks.
I'm sure.
Send those donations. Send those donations.
Right. Send those donations in.
All right, Pat, I want you to relax. I'm going to go sleep later on today. After I have to work here till about 11, but then when I get home, boom, that's it. And
you rest up.
I will speak to you tomorrow, and we'll see if the Mason-Dixon line is drawn yet.
Yeah, we shall see.
All right. Have a good day, Pat.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pignano this morning here at the Weather Center on Robin Hood Radio.